For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that all who believe in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. When I was stationed at St. Matthew's in Hillsboro, where I was actually at yesterday for a funeral, was reminded of that. I used to teach at the school there, which I kind of miss a little bit. And I went to each classroom and taught each grade once a month for a half hour. I went around with a different topic. And I remember one time I learned a lot about teaching, doing that. It was a real challenge, especially at the lower grade, you know. But I started using President Kennedy as an example, and I said something like, I always remember where I was, and they looked at me like I was talking about Abraham Lincoln. So I said, okay, that's fine. I added up the years, and I realized, you know, this is ancient history for these kids. But if I were to ask people here, anybody over the age of 50, and I said, where were you when President Kennedy was shot? I can evoke a very strong memory, can't I? I was in the second grade, you know, but I remember just about everything, which makes me never sell a second grader short, let me put it that way. You know, the drums, the horse, the mass at the basilica, the veil, you know, just the whole thing. And another one that would bring memories to more people of a younger age would, of course, be, where were you when you heard about September 11th? Another place that's seared into our minds. You know, I got a call from a friend in L.A. that said, turn on the TV. And it stayed on for 3 days. Maybe I should have prayed more and watched less, you know? But, and in both of these cases, the question, of course, ultimately, that we asked was why? Why did this happen? I bring this up because the first reading describes Israel's greatest national tragedy in the Old Testament. They were asking the question, why did this happen? This was the question that was written, it was asked, for which the entire Old Testament was put together the way it is, was to answer the question that was posed in today's gospel. This reading from 2 Chronicles is the very end of the historical books that go all the way back through the Torah from Genesis all the way forward to this reading. This is the very end. And they asked, why did this national tragedy happen to us? And I want to reread it in case you missed it. Their enemies burnt the house of God. They tore down the walls of Jerusalem. They set the palaces afire. They destroyed the precious objects. Those who escaped the sword were carried off to Babylon, where they became servants of the enemy. So what it is they're sitting there in Babylon. It's been 70 years. A whole generation has come up that has never even seen Israel. And these people who... It's hard to conceive of what it must have been like for them. Their culture was hundreds and hundreds of years older than our country is now. And they had the prophets, they had the priests, and they felt as long as the Ark of the Covenant was in the temple, that they were safe, that that was God's throne on earth, which it was, and nothing could happen to them. They had the land, it was promised to them forever. And then all this happens, and they're suddenly in Babylon. And so they begin to take, they took the Torah, which they already had, they wrote down their history, they took the oral stories they'd been passing around and put them down in writing, they took the prophets, and they collected them together, and the result was the Old Testament that we have now. They became people of the book because they didn't have the temple to offer sacrifices, which God had commanded them. All they had was the Word of God. And they asked, why did this happen? And this reading gives an answer for them why their tragedy happened. The Lord had compassion on his people and his dwelling place. He tried for years and years and years. But they mocked the messengers, despised the warnings, scoffed at the prophets. A lot of great verbs in this reading, you know. Until the anger of the Lord was so inflamed that there was no remedy. In other words, God tried everything to forestall a disaster. But finally, everything collapsed. And they found God in their exile. And he restored them to their land. This happens to us quite frequently, you know. We ask the question, why? Very frequently. It was asked to me once or twice this week, in fact. Why did this happen? Someone said to me. And I said, it's funny you mentioned that. I was praying about, talking about it on Sunday. Sometimes when we ask this question, there are answers to it. I was thinking about, like, an alcoholic, for example. Sometimes if we're not able to help ourselves, we end up at the very bottom, you know. And at that point, God can help us, because then we've surrendered to him. We have to get rid of the illusion that we can do it ourselves. Sometimes, when we ask that question, why did something bad happen? It's because we didn't listen to the prophets that God gave us. We didn't follow our conscience. We didn't listen to the church. We didn't follow the scriptures. We didn't listen to the signs that God gives us in our lives. Other questions do not have so trite an answer. You and I both know, you can think of them in your life, I can think of them in mine, in which no pat answer like this is sufficient. Nobody can say, I think the worst thing, I mentioned it last couple weeks ago, because it happened in my family, is to lose a child. There's no sin you can connect with this. It's just, it's an unanswerable question until we look at Jesus. He provides a kind of answer. Some questions will not be answered until the end of time. Kennedy's one of them, you know. That's a national question. But we have many questions. I did a funeral yesterday, and the lady was mentally ill. I knew her for 13 years. There are questions. Why do we have these problems? Why did I have an eye problem 6-8 months ago? I asked the Lord that. There's no answer to that. Mother Angelica, I remember something. I told this story once before. Now that my sermons are on tape, I can't use the same thing twice without somebody mentioning it to me. But she had a lot of problems with her knees. And when she was a novice, they told her, well, you're going to have to go because you can't kneel. If you're not can't kneel and you're a nun, you know, you better find another order. So she went and prayed before the crucifix. And she said to God, why me, Lord? Why me? Why is this? And she heard our Lord say in her heart to her, and Angelica, why me? Why me? Left her speechless, you know. And our sufferings make only as much sense as Christ's cross does. Our unanswered questions can only be answered in Christ. A person with the problems of life that we all have, as well as the joys, make no sense at all unless we know that God loves us. Unless we know that somehow God has suffered. If I talk to someone about my sufferings, I can tell pretty quick if they've had one. Can't you? Yeah, and you don't talk to those people. You can know when somebody's been through something without ever them even admitting it. It's the same with God. Before he came and became a man, the people of the Old Testament, you know, they feared God, but they couldn't possibly have understood that he really loved them, that he really and truly was one of them, that he suffered like they did. And so the New Testament was also written to answer a question, ultimately. They looked at the crucifix, they looked at the cross, And they said, why did this happen? It's been about 1 year, almost exactly 1 year, since this cross was put up here. And they looked at Jesus on the cross, those who were to write the New Testament. Paul was not converted yet at that point. The apostles. They said, he raised the dead. He opened the eyes of the blind. He made the lame walk. His teaching was spellbound. He said he was the Son of God. We believed him. We thought he was the Messiah. He's powerless on the cross. Everyone spits at him. Why did this happen? And the answer to that question, and the answer ultimately to all of our questions, some of the questions will be answered in the next world. Our Lord told us, on that day, you will have no more questions to ask. I for one, am looking forward to that moment. But, because I have many questions, and the list is getting longer. Especially since I got into ministry. But the answer that I want to close with is one, when you have doubts about God's love, look at the cross. That's a sign of love. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life.